still not clear concerning these two legislation, and I would like to quote the law. So your law concerning adolescents, dice el castigo corporal y humillante, y tiene una definición del castigo humillante, pero me parece que es el castigo humillante que no, que es que no puede que la, los padres no puedes utilizar, pero la, el castigo corporal o físico no me parece parece todavía posible en cuando leo la, la ley. Lo mismo. No, when I read the law, I see that it's something that is humiliating the child that is forbidden, but the possibility given to the parents to use means of correction seems to open the door to some ambiguity, and for me that's the risk. So the question is, how would parents interpret that? What kind of message do you send to parents? How do you communicate with parents about this? Because if you know, lawyers are trying to understand, is it exactly what you want to say and so on? So it's not clear for lawyers, apparently at least. And so, for parents who do not understand the law so clearly, what, how do you communicate this message? How do you make sure that this is exactly what you want to do? No use of any form of violence, physical, psychological, and other. So this is my first question. You mentioned access to internet and also the need to ensure parental control in this context. But is there any kind of education to the use of internet? What do the children learn at school? And because it's not enough to say, okay, there is a parental ban or the parental control, but we know that this is limited and it's not always possible. When it comes to justice adapted to children, child-friendly justice, you mentioned many professionals, but I was wondering if the lawyers have a special training, because they are very often the first ones to interact with the children. Is there an obligation for lawyers to have a training? What is the content of the training, and how is it organized? Can any lawyer take a case of a child, or has it to be well-trained lawyers? I think that I will stop here for now. Thank you.
All right, and I have three more speakers who want to take the floor. I have Rosaria Correa, then Suzanne Aho, and Mary Beloff. Rosaria.